Hello, everyone, and welcome to your September Spirit Messages. We're going to get right into it today. As I have been sitting here setting the intention with the World of Spirit, they did bring me through a word for the month of September, but they're having me work a little bit backwards around this word of refine, which if you're in the Spirit School community, which is the free Spirit School community, I've been doing mid-month spirit messages in that space. And this essentially was the mid-month message for August, and they're having me speak about it as a way to lead in to the messages around September. So refine was the word in mid-August in the community that came through, and the World of Spirit was inspiring us to refine areas of our lives to be more accommodating to what it is we are trying to pursue, what it is we are trying to bring through in this human experience, which is very creative in nature. What are we currently creating? And the World of Spirit is asking us to make space for these new creations to come through, which is simply a matter of refinement of what is. And I love the energy of the word refine. It feels so gentle. We're not severing anything. We're not looking at drastic pivots in our lives. It's a gentle nudging to simply potentially scale back in certain areas and refocus our attention and intention in others. And so the World of Spirit is simply saying, if you look at the various areas of your life around family, your personal spiritual practice, your schedule, your work-life balance, what is it that we are keeping hold of because it's become habitual? Is that actually serving what it is that we are hoping to call in? Is that creating enough space for new energy to come in? And so the spirit world is saying that some of us are keeping things that we don't think much of eliminating from our lives because they become such a habit in our lives. The spirit world is also encouraging us this month to refine on our goals and aspirations. I feel that for many, there has been a time of reflection that you realize that potentially you have achieved what was an old goal, what was an old aspiration. But the spirit world is saying that there's an opportunity for a reset. There is an opportunity to get clear with yourself on what next, and not just what is possible, but what do you dream of? What is it that you think about in the quiet times between the busyness? This is your soul's way of trying to inspire you, but you need the space for it. They're bringing through this message that the only limitation of what is possible for us is of what we think is possible for us. So there is an encouragement to dream bigger and almost do like a point reset on what it is that you desire to come next, and not to be overconsumed with the how, who, what, where, and where, why, all those logistical details. The spirit world is saying you simply just need to create space for it. So looking at refining the schedules, look at refining the goals, the dreams, what comes next, potentially even old dreams that you once felt were important seem to fade away through this exercise of refinement. There is this surge of energy that comes with the refinement. It's a reclarification of what it is we feel like we came here to do and to achieve. There are some of you who will come up with a whole new level of service and purpose through this exercise of looking at these different areas of your life and looking at where you can refine them. One thing they're showing me is I created this evidential psychic placemat that I highlight different areas of life that I feel have come through my psychic readings over the decade of doing this work. What comes next, which is the concept of balanced. And in the Spirit School Collective, my monthly membership, we're calling this month balanced ish, because I truly do not believe that there is this elusive state of being in perfect balance in this human experience. I feel that this is where we came to experience what imbalance feels like. The human condition has us aspiring for this elusive balance, this time where we will be just right, enlightened, in perfect harmony with all that is. And the spirit world is giggling as I share this out loud, because they are saying, why would you come here? Why would you choose an embodied life if it was only to strive for the perfection that is the afterworld? You came here to be messy. You came here to experience what imbalance can create in the physical experience. And they're making me feel like I have to say that the strive towards balance is actually a strive to what we hold valuable and important to us at this time. But we guise it under this illusion of being in perfect balance. It makes me feel that there are so many people who strive to balance, to be perfect, to be the ideal human candidate for what we don't know yet. But there is this underlying perfectionism, which is very Virgo-esque, isn't it? That actually strives us towards a life of balance. When the spirit world is saying the act of finding balance is simply finding our personal values in the here and now, where we may have been spending too much time and where our spirit is asking us to refocus and recommit our time somewhere else. So it is not necessarily striving for that scales, equilibrium, balance per se, but merely helping us find the next area to focus on and spend our energy and intention on. The spirit world is inspiring me to say that there are times when you feel at your best. And if you were to take a pause and scan your life, you would realize that there have been areas of your life that you have completely ignored and avoided. And still you felt harmony in this human experience. So the world of spirit is asking us to remove this illusion, remove this striving towards a balanced life, and simply see the act of finding balance in our life is simply being a time of reevaluating what is important to us in the here and now. And also looking at that in comparison to what our committed commitments are at that time as well. And spirit is asking us to actually look into this other area of our life, these commitments that we have, and see if there is more resourcing that we can call in. They're making me feel that there are resources at our very fingertips, not far off at all, that we are not taking advantage of. We don't even see, because we aren't thinking about asking for help, because we aren't thinking about how resourced am I today? How much more resourcing can I do today? So part of this act of becoming balanced-ish with the month of September is actually looking at resourcing ourselves even deeper. Where can we free up space and time? Who has been asking us to help us because they love us, because they are inspired by us? There are people and opportunities. There is money. There are experiences just fingertips away from you in the horizon, just waiting to be acknowledged. They are here waiting for us to grab when our awareness opens up to them. In that way, all of which you desire is right there. It is right there. Spirit is seeing me looking through a cloud. And they said, all you have to do is hold out your hands and move the cloud to see what is just beyond it. This is the art of awareness. All of that which we desire has been placed into our hearts because that is what we are here to strive for and achieve. But there are so many limitations in watching what others are doing and how it's working for other people that we are not paying attention to our own inner spirit, our own inner guidance, and the world of spirit, who is trying very much to get to our attention that what we desire is right in front of us, just on the other side of this elusive cloud that is the busyness of our mind and the lack of presence in the here and now. So to see what is just beyond the horizon is simply an act of slowing down, an act of catching your breath, an act of asking the most important question, what do I desire in this moment? What do I truly desire? Not the old version of me, not the version of me that doesn't have the resources to dream, that doesn't have the space to desire, but the me that is in the here and now, taking the space and time for myself. What is next for me on the horizon? What is just there? And no matter how big or wild your dream is, it is accessible to you, because our Creator never puts a dream in our hearts we cannot achieve. And we are not built to achieve in the here and now. And then also giving grace to yourself that of which you achieved not that long ago or you desire to achieve may not be what you hold valuable today. Spirit is making me feel that the essence of shame may come up for people who want to pivot on what they declared to be their dream not long ago, that there may be something new that has come in, but the emotion of shame will keep you from making that declaration to the world of spirit. They want you to remove all senses of shame around what you came here to achieve. You are here to live for your greatest expansion, you and your spirit and your soul. And your guides are here to help you achieve that personal mission. So they say, why are you so busy down there trying to live your personal mission by someone else's standard and vision? Stop it. Stop it now. And that's a little bit of a scolding from our spirit team. They want us to recenter and readjust by creating spaciousness and reevaluating and refining for ourselves what is valuable in the here and now. They make me feel that this word balanced is meant to be reclaimed. We are here to reclaim the word balanced and what it actually means in this human experience. A synonym to the word balanced is steady. Potentially, what you feel is balanced by holding all areas of your life in equal importance and equal balance is actually an emotion of feeling grounded and safe. And potentially, you may look at your chart of life and see that you are pendulum swinging so hard in certain areas and other areas are non-existent to you in your awareness at this time, but yet the essence of balanced is still there. So can we reclaim the word balance to be an emotion that means more than being equilibrium? Can we see the word balanced as being an emotion that creates a sense of safety and steadiness for ourselves? And can we accept through sacred acceptance that even when we feel our most balanced, when we look at the wholeness of our lived experience, there are areas that we have not had time to tend to, yet we still feel like this? So in that way, Spirit says that there is constantly a strive in our humanness for this emotion of feeling steady and safe. So this is going to be a month of refining and redefining what balance is for you and deciding for yourself how important it is in your life. And if you are okay being a little bit messy, the month of September can typically be very busy for us humans. It is essentially a new year's for parents and children in the Northern Hemisphere. And so this part of the world, this is a very busy time of year that can make us feel imbalanced. And the world of spirit is saying that we need to look at the things that are depleting us and draining us and redefining it and refining if they are that important to us still, or if this is an area that we can call upon some external and internal inner resourcing and outer resourcing to take it off our plate so we can focus on what comes next for us, what truly makes us feel that balanced, which is that steadiness, that safeness. So by the end of this month, we may have more questions than answers, but there is no experience this month that is not getting us closer to fulfilling our internal and spiritual life purpose on this planet. And by spending too much time trying to focus equally in all these different areas of our life, we're just being distracted. We are just too distracted and too pulled away from what it is that we came here to achieve. The spirit world is saying that one of the greatest benefits of doing this deeper work this month is going to be a sense of personal power. A sense of personal power that you have more creative force than you may think possible at this time to create what it is you are hoping to create. They're also bringing me the energy of the four number, which is a foundations number. This is creating a new way of being and a new sense of foundation for what we are constructing in our future. This is essentially preparing you for a greater sense of purpose. So this is going to give you a framework for what it is that you want to call in. If you can redefine and learn to refine, learn to gently change priorities based off of your true desires, not because you are pigeonholing yourself to something you declared at a time that you are no longer an energetic match for, because shame may come up and, oh, I'm not a person of my word now, all these inner critical ruminating thoughts that come in reclaiming that sense of true personal power by redefining your foundation for the future you want to create. Do you know and understand what life skill that is going to be presenting to you so that you can continue to do this work ongoing? It just takes a 1 month of making it a habit. And then anytime you feel, in air quotes, out of balance, you know that simply you just need to refine and redefine what is valuable and important to recreate that foundation for yourself for whatever comes next. There is a joyful celebration that comes in as you're doing this work, because it's not easy to change course. It is not easy to say, I have been misplacing and misappropriating my own time and energy into things that are not truly that important by my own definition, but possibly society's definition. And there's a rejoicing that can take place, a freedom that can take place by simply acknowledging that and accepting that. So that is a reward, even though it feels very messy at first. There is a beautiful spiritual reward that comes in from doing this work this month. And with that is another level of trusting yourself through confidence within ourselves, confidence through doing things that our soul is calling us to do, despite the discomfort the outer world is mirroring back to us. So all of this is a great experiment in your own personal power and confidence this month. And you do that by making choices that feel a bit messy, but create more spaciousness in our lives. You may even be able to see how sometimes your awareness has closed up, or you haven't felt as connected or as aware of the psychic world, the spiritual world, the unseen world, when you get lost in the ruminations, when you get lost in your routine, when you get lost in, you know, these things that we place high importance on, but real spiritually for our own selves, are they? And spirit makes us feel that we lose a bit of awareness around our spiritual power during these times because we lose faith in ourselves. And all of this deep inner work, all of this work eventually points us back to ourselves. And that is essentially where the spirit world is guiding us through this month. We may see these as minimal little human tasks that we have to do, but they do hold greater spiritual meaning to us. So worth considering this month. As I feel into these messages, I'm being drawn to the solar plexus, which is just illuminating and igniting on fire. And those of you who are listening will not have to effort very much at all. You will hear this once and you will forget about it. And you will find yourself at the end of the month, if you re-listen, like looking back at all the refinement work that you did do and how you were living in more natural rhythm with these spiritual messages. Spirit is saying that there is going to be some grief and loss that comes up up in this process of refining and in this process of redefining and rebalancing ourselves. There are things and people and projects and potentially spaces that we have to let go of in this refinement process. And there will be grief and there will be sorrow and there will be that human experience in the fullest of its spectrum that comes up when we're doing this deeper work. There is prosperity on the other side. There is new beginnings. They show me oranges falling from the sky, which is always a sign of abundance. So even though we may be leading ourselves to a space that feels painful, that feels like that familiar grief that comes up and that loss, who likes loss? We know that on the other side of these tower moments of life, there is expansion, there is newness, there is rejuvenation. And so Spirit is saying there is going to be a spectrum of emotions that will come through this month. And I know that that can be said for every single month, but in particular to this path of refining and redefining to get back to our new definition of balanced in our own life, which is that sense of steadiness and safety and security, that there is prosperity on the other side, that all this work is rewarded to us by the level of energy that we're able to vibrate at and what we're able to attract in that new vibration. We have to shed old skin. We have to shed old beliefs and old thoughts and old priorities that we held true by someone else's standard by recreating our own. And that is not a comfortable process. So get comfortable in the discomfort, my friends. That is also a very important part of this lived and human experience. A lot of people experience discomfort and shy away and pivot back to what is familiar and comfortable. And that is why some of our generations do not grow and leave it to the future generations to heal and deal with. But the spirit world is saying that is not us. We are here to shift and change. We are here to heal. We are here to create new patterns of expression and expansion for the generations to come. So in that way, we know when we are met with discomfort and with those not so positive energies that we are actually at that midpoint process of deep, intentional, and purposeful change. And only those of us who really sustain through that discomfort on the other side, because we know our soul was calling us to do that work, that we will see those great rewards, which some will be monetary, but many will just be awareness and connection and confidence and how we live our day-to-day lives. And we are going to leave it to each and every individual soul to know for themselves and declare for themselves what is safe discomfort to sustain and move through and what discomfort we have to move away from. We're going to trust our inner spirits to guide us through those experiences. So for the month of September, my friends, I leave these messages with you on refining, redefining, and finding a new definition of balance, which is essentially what you hold to be a priority in the here and now for you in this season of your life. So my friends, I wish you all a joyous September ahead. For those of you who are going to be entering the craziness with the little ones and the new habits and the new routines in solidarity with you friends, do not forget to reach out to a community, no matter how big or small that community is. You do not have to do this alone. We are actually, in fact, meant to do it together. So you are not alone. We see you, and please allow us to see you clearly through all of this transition. Have a great September, my friends.